episode 18. My name is Avi.
And my name is Moore Peretz.
And this is July, well, it's going to be July 2nd when you're hearing this. And we're excited to bring you some more news from this past week. And to kick us off, Moore, what do you have for us price movement-wise?
So the current price as of July 1st is 45 cents, which is down 0.18% wow. from, I believe, yesterday. Yeah.
Guys, it looks scary, but you know what? Honestly, I'm not even, I'm just not worried because it's just manipulation. It's just manipulation.
Yeah, it's manipulation. And I also just think, A, the whole crypto market's down. B, the whole stock market is down. You know,
is it really?
Yeah, everything's down, dude. There's a lot of, you know, because of the China tariff war that we're having currently, a lot of these stocks are dwindling down. So who knows what the future looks for these stocks. But also, like I said, the crypto market's also down, but I wouldn't worry too much. We know for a fact that the fourth quarter is usually the time of the year when the prices for stocks and crypto goes up. So my prediction is we'll start seeing a nice bull run come October, November.
That would be amazing. I'd like to see. And honestly, I think we're going to go past the all-time high again this year. Because every year it seems like we go past the new all-time high.
Yeah, there was a I believe a tweet or an article I read the other day that someone did the projections in terms of what the price point for XRP will be come January of next year, and he did all these calculations, and he said it would reach about $10.81. And this is accordance to the price point of XRP to what it was in July of 2017 to what it was January of 2018. So he just calculated it, and he said $10.81. Who knows if that's really true, but it's interesting. Yeah.
Interesting. Did you say $10.81?
$10.81, yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, that would be awesome. And then it would probably crash again to like $2 or something ridiculous.
Who
like
knows?
That.
Probably, but I don't know. I'd be happy with $10.81 come January. I mean, I'd also be happy with $589. But I'd be satisfied with 1081. I'd be satisfied.
Dude, I'd take $1.50 right now.
I'd take $2.50 right now, if you know what I mean. No, I don't know. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, shall we get to the news?
Yeah, please, please. It was a slow news week, so we're having some fun on the podcast today.
Yeah, it was a slow news week, but there was an article that I want to talk about that was posted on June 30th, and it's coming from newsbtc.com, and the article is titled, Chairman of Major Japanese Bank Says Ripple Can Be the Global Standard of Money. And so according to this article, Yoshitaka Kitao, the chairman of SBI Holdings and the CEO of SBI Group, pretty much, to sum it all up, is a big fan and truly believes that XRP will be the global standard and that using XRP can create a more efficient world. And this was announced, or I mean, he spoke at a keynote in Tokyo Blockchain this week when he announced this. So he seems to be pretty excited, and there's a large gathering in Japan and a large aura of optimism throughout the country and throughout SBI Holdings and what they believe. So it's nice that we're getting reassurance from the big dogs, quote unquote, and their sentiment and their positive sentiment towards XRP.
Now, did you say it was a global they believed it was a global standard, not just like a country standard?
No, global standard, correct.
Okay, so kind of like what, I don't know, like what people use PayPal for, like truly like the back end infrastructure of like the global economy.
Correct.
That's wild. Yeah. I mean, and in Japan, we know, is like, you know, moving towards a cashless society, right? So they're, you know, and they want things to be fast, efficient, and and as cheap as possible. And, you know, that RippleTech and XRP definitely has those properties to it. So I'm really not surprised that they are, you know, kind of adopting it slowly and moving forward with it, especially SBI. I feel like SBI loves XRP so much. They talk about it all the time.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely love it. And to further quote the article, Kitao said that XRP is the only company with battle-tested solutions that can optimize bank transactions and operations. And he goes on and says Ripple was the only company that has delivered battle-tested enterprise solutions and global bank customer traction, including commercial deals with top banks already signed in Asia Pacific. So, big fan.
Well, I mean,
sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, I mean, you know, and those things are true. Those things are absolutely true. You know, the stats that they spit out on XRP are, and Ripple is true because they are, you know, they deliver. They deliver the product, they deliver the tech, they deliver the team, and that's like, you know, that's what it is, that they're proven.
They're proven, and clearly a lot of these banks are testing it and are extremely happy. So it's just a matter of time before there's a huge domino effect where one bank uses it, absolutely loves it, and the other banks will follow suit.
Yeah, I was actually watching Alex Cobb's stream today, or actually I was viewing it later because I didn't have time to view it. But there was a quote in you know, on his stream, and it was from the Ripple like kind of executive in India who's like head of Ripple operations in India. Mm-hmm. And he said that they don't have to go to banks, they come to us, saying like, we don't have to pitch banks anymore, we get the phone calls from banks wanting to use the technology.
Oh wow, that's pretty big if they're calling.
So it's like, yeah, you know, it's wild. It's absolutely, you know, it's absolutely great news. You know, hopefully that's true. You know, that quote. So we'll see. I think these are just great indicators of buy.
Right. And this sort of leads into our next news item, which falls in line with the SBI exchange out in Japan. Mm-hmm. And we know that by the end of this month, I don't know the exact date, but by the end of this month, XRP, will be able to, or people who are part of the SBI exchange, they will be able to purchase XRP. And they're estimating, I believe, that there's 23.4 million account holders. And so mm-hmm. this is a pretty big news item. I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but you know, it's still a game changer in a sense, and I think we might see a little bit more liquidity and maybe a minor bull run once it fully goes live by the end of this month. But regardless,
so
I mean,
what
this
was the specific date?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's the 23rd.
Okay.
Or 22nd.
No, that's more. That's huge. That's absolutely huge.
Yeah, it's big. It's more exposed. Well, we already know that Japan is just a huge fan of XRP, and for them to go ahead right. to put it on one of their largest exchanges as well, is huge news, and it gains more exposure to the whole country of Japan as well. So again, minor news item. We already knew about this, but we know by the end of this month it's going to go live, and we might see a potential minor bull run. But otherwise, very exciting news.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's all, again, great indicators to buy. Again, that's why I wouldn't really be worried in this market right now, in this environment. Because it's Bitcoin manipulation and, you know, the bears are, you know, trying to push it down. And so I honestly just wouldn't be. I really wouldn't be worried.
Quick question for you, and I'm not sure if you know the number, but how many account holders are there on Coinbase?
I think it's like 12, 13 million, something like that. 12 to 13 million, maybe a little bit more.
Oh, wow. So this is close to double. the SBI.
This is doubling Coinbase.
Oh wow! And XRP will be the sole cryptocurrency by the end of this month. I mean, granted, we might see more and more join in, but through the XBI exchange, it will be the sole cryptocurrency on there.
Yeah, and do you know if it's like direct fiat to XRP, or do you? I mean, I would assume so, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Wow. Well, in a couple of weeks, we will find out what's going to happen. I think that's great.
Oh, huge news. Huge.
Huge news. So hold on tight, everyone.
Hold on tight. Fasten your seatbelts.
What I wanted to get into is there was a lot of talk. I know we talked about this on the podcast maybe last week or the week before, but it has to do with the faster payment solution that the government has, this committee on creating faster payments through the government and through other countries and just back-end infrastructure to speed up the efficiencies of cross-border transactions. And there was an article that we had mentioned that spoke of, you know, this committee, and one of the people on the committee actually, you know, works for Ripple, or I think used to work for Ripple, right? Or somehow connected to Ripple. And I actually reviewed the requirements for submitting a proposal to have your software be used for this, you know, kind of faster payment solution for this new U.S. economy back-end infrastructure. And, you know, Ripple was on there, obviously, along with, I think, maybe 12 or 13 other companies. And so my question to us more is, what will happen when the U.S. government implements Ripple Tech and XRP into the back-end infrastructure of the United States economy?
Yeah, I want to hear your thoughts first, because that's a pretty big question to ask, and I'm not really sure what will happen. What do you think?
Well, I could tell you.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'd like to hear your thoughts about that.
Well, I think we'll see a lot of, first of all, domestic things speed up and change and be faster. So, for example, if people are on, you know, unemployment, they will get paid out instantly after filling out their forms every 2 weeks or whatever, instead of waiting, you know, that 24 to 48 hours that, you know, people have to wait. I think we'll see faster payouts for Social Security. We'll see faster payments, you know, with, you know, just general government agencies and, you know, to each other and to others and to contractors that they hire. So I think it'll just speed up and make everything so much more efficient with the settlement, right? Because they no longer have to wait, you know, to get paid out. Instead, it's instantly done. So I think that what we'll do domestically is just improve the speed of everything. Now, on a global scale, I think it will do the same things, but at a much higher volume with hundreds and hundreds of millions and billions of dollars at play. So, you know, buying things and exports and imports and making transactions to the countries that we support and, you know, getting money into different currencies a lot more quickly. So I think overall there will be a change. There will be sort of like this mind shift in how we transact money, specifically how money shifted within the United States economy and the United States government. So I just think those are some of the things that will happen if it does get chosen. What are your thoughts?
I think a bigger question to ask here is the impact of the cost saving of the XRP and the Ripple technology. Mm. And would that impact the national debt?
That's a great question, actually.
Because if you're going to go ahead and have all these cost-saving technology and you're transferring funds, right, and you're doing all sorts of implementation on a national level, that could potentially reduce the debt as well. Now, I'm not a political expert, but I think that may be the case potentially, because we know that if you're using XRP, what was the cost saving? Wasn't it close to 70%?
It's 80%, up to 81%, something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, so there could be a little bit of an impact. Granted, I mean, a lot of the debt is rallied up by, you know, military spending, and some of it part of the infrastructure spending, prison systems, you name it. But in terms of the other sort of cross-border transactions and transactions from country to country, maybe there's a means of reducing the debt if XRP is implemented.
I think that's great. I think you're absolutely right on point. I think it would have an impact on the national debt, and I think it would reduce it, because you no longer have to pay banks and third-party liquidity providers and corresponding banks fees for these hundreds of million dollars that the United States is parking all over the world, right?
Right.
I think so. I think if they're able to implement this technology, then it will impact the national debt, right? Because, I mean, you know, if you're making things more efficient, that's how it's going to be done.
Yeah. I mean, if America's sending money to our allies, you know, be it in the Middle East, Israel, or within Europe, there could be a means of, yeah, reducing the debt that way. So that's actually really interesting, that I thought about that, because I do think it could impact it, and that would be a huge help for the U.S. economy as a whole.
Absolutely. Absolutely agreed. So that was kind of not speculation, but something that we kind of wanted to bring up and talk about, because we thought it was really interesting to see how blockchain and Ripple can really impact our global economy, our personal lives when it comes to transferring money and having money, and really for the rest of the world. And so that was a really kind of good in-depth discussion on that. So expect more of that in the future. But that's pretty much it, guys. That was really like some of the big news of this past week. Not really a whole lot going on. Hopefully this month, this month will be jam-packed with a lot more news because of SBI and, the quarter two is just finished. So hopefully we'll get a quarter two report and we can go over that. So yeah, that's pretty much all the news that, that we really wanted to talk about. Moore, do you have anything?
That's it. Like we said at the top of this show, is pretty much a very light news week, but hopefully within the next couple of weeks, it will pick up.
Awesome, guys. Before we head out, we want to shout out to Extra Hardcore XRP, and his Twitter is at @XTRA_HRDCOR. We'll tag him in the Twitter, but _XRP, Extra Hardcore XRP. Dude is freaking awesome. He's always, again, he's a really big XRP supporter and really huge part of the XRP community. I follow him on Twitter, and he just retweets stuff and liking things and, you know, putting out his own thoughts and opinions. And he has this really cool store that he developed for like XRP shirts. And I think you can like submit an XRP shirt. I'm sorry, like a logo, and it can be printed on one of his shirts and he'll send it to you. And I think he has like other XRP shirts that he does, but it's all on his Twitter. So we'll tag him in the shout out for this week on our post. And we just want to shout out and say thank you so much to him for all the news and for all the support. We love you, man. Thank you.
Thanks, man. And the store has some really cool tees, like Avi mentioned. So right on for that.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely going to be checking it out and seeing what I can get my hands on.
For sure. They're really cool.
Great, guys. Well, hopefully you guys have a wonderful start to your week. And we will be back next week with some more in-depth conversation on everything Ripple and XRP and, of course, the news. So have a wonderful week. Thank you so much. My name is Avi. You can find me on Twitter at LFMVanillaWow.
And my name is Moore. You can find me on Twitter at MoorePretz6. That's at MoorePretz6.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful week. And we will talk to you in the next one.
Take care, guys. Bye.